If you hear this opening track, you know it's The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on.
You are listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan. One more time, motherfucker.
Welcome to another episode of The Cure to Catastrophe, where my co-host snaps at me as though I didn't know.
No, that was one more time.
Oh, that was one more time.
That was me snapping along.
Our communication skills are solid, which is why we're on the radio this Sunday and every Sunday. Hey, guys.
Except sort of not really today.
Why? Because we're still painting.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel, Andy. There's a lot of black paint to cover up. We're trying to ungoth the studio. We're trying to raise the ceilings. We're trying to make the place a little more inviting. We have a whole host of new DJs. Are we trying to impress them? Kind of.
Maybe.
We also want them to stick around because we've attracted some really good talent.
Yeah, yeah. I've listened to some of the shows this week. Oh, I need to work on the phone, speaking of
shows this week. Which is about to start. This is The Cure to Catastrophe, RadioValencia.fm.
Machines coming.
Work and work.
My fingers to the bone.
Work
paying rent on this storefront space on the gamble that we'd get enough DJs to make rent on the storefront space. And we're in that, like, right, is the gamble going to pay off or is it not phase. So, hey, tell your friends all about Radio Valencia. Say, hey, I heard this asshole the other day on the radio, and you can do a better job than him. You should be on the radio. And then send an email to shows@radiovalencia.fm, and we'll put you on the air with almost no training whatsoever.
Where the grass is always greener on the other side, because Shay and Maldoror aren't over there fucking things up.
Take a tip, you better get help to the cleanup.
you hear this opening track, you know it's The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and...
Ross, can I hand you this?
Hey, so, in case it wasn't clear, we're mostly letting last week's show just rerun. We may or may not jump on. It could be pretty chaotic. But we're up on ladders, and I'm down on my hands and knees scrubbing shit. So...
Yeah, you're hard at work, bud.
Hey, you see this sponge? Just because I'm not up a ladder. Anyway, so yeah, stay tuned. Most of this show will be for last week, though.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan, one more time, motherfucker.
Welcome to another episode of The Cure to Catastrophe, RadioValencia.fm.
We're barely on the air? Actually, we're surprised we're still on the air.
Episode... Well, you knocked us off the air a couple of times already.
I knocked Marco's show off the air, and I really apologize for that, Marco.
I was enjoying his set,
me
too.
Me too.
Because we're here spring cleaning, and so we needed that energy.
It was great.
God,
and then I fucked
it
up. Well, I fucked it up by cleaning something that, it skipped.
You just got to be careful in touching the things.
Fuck everything.
Anyway, spring cleaning, and Shay is back.
Oh, yeah, you're back.
Yeah, and we're
already... Are you done welding?
No. No, I have 2.5 more months of welding.
God.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. But today, we're not welding, we're painting. And that's why we've dedicated... And spring cleaning.
Yeah.
That's why we heard Car Wash by Rose Royce. We heard Wash Day Blues by Dolly Parton. Stay tuned. We're getting the motherfucking snakes out of the studio. You guys, today...
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane! Everybody strap in! I'm about to open some fucking windows.
Getting up soon and how it is when there's this many jiggling of the wires. It can only be the Keurig catastrophe. Tolerated on RadioValencia.fm. I'm the fake Bob Dylan, and I approve this message.
Well, there's one kind of favor I'll ask of you. Well, there's one kind of favor I'll ask of you. There's just one kind of favor I'll ask of you. You can't see that my grave's kept clean. And there's two white horses following me. And there's two white horses following me. I got two white horses following me. Waiting on my burying ground. Did you ever hear that coffin sound? Did you ever hear that coffin sound? Did you ever hear that coffin sound? Means another poor boy is underground. Did you ever hear them church bells tone? Have you ever heard that church bells tone? Did you ever hear them church bells tone? Means another poor boy is dead and gone. Stop beating, my hands turn cold. And my heart stopped beating, and my hands turn cold. And my heart stopped beating, and my hands turn cold. Now I believe what the Bible told. There's just one last favor I'll ask of you. And there's one last favor I'll ask of you. There's just one last favor I'll ask of you. See that my grave is kept clean.
And awesome.
On the topics of spring cleaning, we heard "See That My Grave Is Kept Clean." That was by Bob Dylan. Before that, Elmore James, who is credited. Oh, that's hot.
Well, yeah, that's the background. Of course, when we came on, the background music was between songs because Dead Air is our brand.
On brand. "Dust My Broom" by Elmore James, the father or the king of slide guitar, maybe some say.
Elmore James?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well.
Opening credits, as always, by Richard Cheese. One thing that Maldoror and I agree on is that people are shit. We also heard "The Cleanup Woman" by Betty Wright. I really like that song every time I hear it. Dolly Parton, testament to Dolly Parton.
That was a song about
like
how she cleaned her house and made it nice so that her husband hooked
incorrect.
Up with the cleaning lady?
No, it's the way that she neglected her man emotionally and physically so that another woman was able to come along and clean it up.
That's not very feminist.
Is it? Well,
oh, whatever. I'm not.
We won't talk about like men's lust.
I've
we
got
won't
a,
talk about
I've
the
got
impetus
a wang,
behind.
So I can't say I can't speak on feminism.
I mean, you can. You're the most sexist feminist I've ever met, and it's fantastic.
Well, let me explain this book that by Rebecca Solnit. Men explain things to me.
We also heard "Wash Day Blues" by Dolly Parton. And opening it up, we heard "Car Wash" by Rolls Royce. I needed to stop you there, Maldoror. It's better for your own health.
Before I dig myself any deeper. So yeah. we were not planning to do a show today. We're still not planning to do a show.
Yeah,
except my co-host, what's her name?
The Overachiever.
Gave
You're
me
such a dick. What's her name? You've been a dick since the beginning of the day. And honestly, you guys, hey, the studio is coming together. Maldoror
really
and I
looking
started
better already.
Painting. He's polishing the console.
I'm doing all the stuff people have to touch that is just coated in THC residue that I have to touch, which you've never touched. And
we have to continue to make you useful.
All of this stuff.
If I learn the boards, Maldoror, you're done.
Oh well, yeah, that's okay.
Fair point.
No, yeah,
anyway.
I could be even less useful than I am in my career.
And so I just want to keep you on your in your seat. We love you in your seat.
All right.
Up there at the helm of the show. Speaking of helms, stay tuned later for a very bad
wailing song.
Yeah, but it's not even wailing. It's like a fucking
sea shanties are close enough to wailing songs.
It's a children's sea shanty about cleaning.
Oh God,
it's hysterical.
All right, well, I prepared nothing.
Big surprise,
which isn't different than normal, except you didn't tell me until like I was on my way here that you were actually going to do a show.
You expected as much.
So
listen, I showed up with two vacuums, some incredible primer paint. We're going to get the show
also,
done. We're
going to
get the studio
taken
care of.
If you're a motherfucking Radio Valencia DJ right now,
motherfucking,
get your ass down here and help us clean some shit. Clean out the fridge. Clean the bathroom.
We also just want your company.
Hang out and make it a party.
More
fun. Shay's punishing the rosé. I've got some White Claw. We can drink Lysol when it comes to it.
We won't do that. Mr. Liquor's just around the corner. Make sure to stay in touch.
Fuck,
these dire times, go to Mr. Liquor.
I was going to buy a Cuddy Bang, and I forgot.
Ugh, I'm so glad you didn't, Maldoror. You're fine as it is. Please, just steady the course.
All right. Shall we steady the course with more songs about cleaning?
Is that the right
cleaning?
Way to say that? Steady the course?
Yes.
Okay.
It's plain sailing weather is what you want. You've steady course.
Pink skies at night, sailor's delight.
No, that's the
no?
Wrong.
Wrong?
It's still nautical shit, so you're on the... Yeah, oh, it's fine. It's fine.
Hello to all of our friends on a boat today.
Hello, dozen of listeners.
Thanks for being with us this Sunday and every Sunday. Maldoror, I'm so happy to be back in studio. I really am happy to be back in studio despite all this work that we've created for ourselves.
But do you know how to get into the Capoeira studio that's two doors down?
I for sure don't. And also stop asking. We're just a neighbor. Can we do a little bit of Ekphrasis? Because that's also on brand. Can we explain to the listeners like what we're doing, what we're undoing?
So there used to be a show called Control.
Let's not throw them under the bus. There was another show that played at night, right?
But they were at night, and I think legitimately made a decent decision if you have a nighttime show, and they painted the walls black. Black as fuck.
Like,
black as night. Black Bible black. Black Obsidian
like,
black.
Like Richmond black.
Like goth bedroom black.
Goth bedroom black. Thanks to DJ Metaskeptic for that.
But those of us who have daytime shows...
It's fucking sad.
It really sucks.
Brings down the energy.
It just made the whole place look like a shitty goth bedroom cave.
Yeah, really bad design choice.
And they did a great job. They did every little bit in fucking
black. Yeah, because drugs.
Well, I thought we weren't thrown over the bus.
We're not. We didn't say the name of the show, but like right-wing people...
They didn't fit with the anarchist vibe. Oh, and before I forget to do it, shout out to friend of Radio Valencia, Brian Doherty, who was one of the senior producers at The Reason magazine, who apparently died in a weird hiking accident. I know he's a good friend of... He was best friend, or best man at Chicken John's wedding, and I knew him tangentially, not well, but...
Who's Chicken John? Is that like the chicken steak across the street? The new spot?
Yeah, there's a new chicken steak. Who's Chicken John?
Chicken John.
All right, so when this station started...
Yeah.
What the hell, background music? More.
Just tell your story. Everyone wants to know.
When this station started, we started in a closet in a warehouse on Cesar Chavez that was owned by Chicken John.
This is our origin story.
Yes.
Our origin story.
Chicken John started and the station and John Hell, I guess, too.
Chicken John Hell.
And others. Joined this, and K-Rob, Dr. Hal, they all joined and started this thing that we're doing now.
A butterfly
just flew in.
Chicken John Hal.
For Brian. Brian Doherty.
Chicken John, John Hal, Brian Doherty.
That is not a wasp. That is a beautiful butterfly. Anyway, so...
It's inside.
It's hilarious that you who's Chicken John? Chicken John is... I mean, John Hill says he's the founder, but Chicken John's really kind of the founder because he gave us a space and brought all those anarchist weirdos together to put this thing together.
And we're still here.
And if you would like to be a member of this dope-ass community, dopey was the word I was actually going for.
It's actually a really great space. This
well,
is
it's
a
getting
terrific
better.
Store. For, but it was always great, Mount Aurora. Despite the landlord. Look at the butterfly. Look at the butterfly.
No, I want to get it outside because it's going to die in
just
here.
Stand by.
All right, we're moving on. This is Radio Valencia. This is Radio Valencia. FM.
Starting to Ain't had no water since yesterday, Lord. Getting a little thirsty. Just thought I'd mention it. Amen.
Tomorrow is the song I sing. Tomorrow, ragmen can be kings. The smile I wear will be my crown, and I'll be lighting up a lifetime when the sun goes down. Tomorrow will be the song you sing. Yesterday won't mean a thing. Make today your next day's dark, and you'll still be here grinning when today's all gone.
left Ireland in glee. He had a strange notion to sail the Ross Sea. He shipped in a whale catcher, South Georgia bound, and the way that she pitched made his head go around.
Had a war and tarpaulin happening and on.
Well, Paddy had never been whaling before. It made his heart leap when he heard the loud roar. As the lookout, he cried that a whale he had spied. Begod, says poor Pat, I'll be it by and by.
Catawalling, tarpaulin, harpooning and all.
Now Paddy run forward and reached for the mast. He caught it a gripper and there he held fast. The boat gave a tip and poor Pat lost his grip. And in the whale's belly the silly fool slipped.
Catawalling, tarpaulin, harpooning and all.
Whale's belly 6 months and a day, till one morning billock to its throat he made way. The whale gave a whoosh, boys, and then she did blow, and a mile in the air went old Paddy Maloney.
Catawalling, tarpaulin, harpooning and all.
Paddy got spat out quite safe on the shore. He swears he'll not go to sea any more. And the next time he follows a venturesome notion, it'll be when the railway runs over the ocean.
Catawalling, tarpaulin, harpooning and all.
Well, because it wouldn't be the Curian catastrophe without some dead air. I was playing away. Shay's climbing down a ladder to.
Oh yeah,
to
no, I'm coming down the ladder for this one.
I was just contributing.
There's paint on everything now.
Great.
That's I brought this into the studio. If you know me, you know that everything that I own has paint on it.
Which is great because we're cleaning everything. And also covering it in little blobs of
paint. I love that Maldoror is like, we're cleaning everything, when he's like desperately behind the boards putting together a show of whaling songs after we said that we weren't going to do a show. And the reason, you guys, he's doing this is because it's our second week. How many hours? 18 hours, probably all told.
Yeah, we did like,
trying
we definitely
to
did
cover
eight.
Cover this black paint.
Yeah.
That was so sad and abysmal,
and it's looking really much brighter and happier in here. But we had, unfortunately this week we have a deadline because Cheap Hooch is coming in live, and I know they worked on their show.
So I know that you guys are going to get a halfway show again next week based on the fact that we don't have like free reign. Hey, I want to give a huge shout out to DJ Rocker Smooth, who, as you guys
know, Rocker Smooth
is leaving us because he's got a different life to live, and these things happen. He's still going to be doing his show remotely, which I'm excited about. Without him, I wouldn't have a safe ladder to work on. Without him, I wouldn't have a painting buddy. As Maldoror sips another, as he punishes the claw.
Punishing isn't really the right word for
anyway. Huge shout out to DJ Rocker Smooth, and kind of like halfway shame on you guys for the rest of the DJs not showing up to help us, dude. Supposed to be like a anyway. I digress.
Yeah, let's not.
Listen, we've got to keep Maldoror busy, and so
keep me away from the tools.
We've got to keep him busy, and so what is it you're going to fake line up for us? More shanties.
I was just going to go back to the, because I only had one quick, easy access whaling song. I could find more.
Oh, I know you can.
but I was going to just go back to whatever the hell we played last week.
Because it was pretty good.
I enjoyed last week's show.
It was pretty good, yeah.
So let's just do that.
I love that we enjoy ourselves. You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe.
And we're probably still talking. It is a choice.
But who's cleaning?
Yep.
Let us talk. I find us very soothing.
Choice.
Yeah, it was definitely rayon, kind of Hawaiian style, Hawaiian cut.
But like with like weird 80s references. But
you wanted it.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
And then the last song of the set was I Don't Remember. And
that has...
Oh, actually, no, wait. It was Clean Up the Arena by Jackie Metu, who was one of the most important people in the reggae era and the ska era and the rocksteady era.
That was a great song.
And he died when he was 27, I think, which is astonishing to me that he was playing keyboards throughout all of that Studio One shit. And he had been like 15 to have gone through reggae, rocksteady, and ska.
We live in different times, don't we?
We do.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe. This is the Spring Cleaning and Shay is Back episode. Maldor. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Always of my mama. She's my favorite girl.
You said dead mom.
Why'd you say...
I thought you wanted one.
What do you mean I said it? The listeners didn't hear that.
It was off the air.
I had not mentioned dead mom once this time. Hey, since I've seen you, stop me if I've told you, but regular listeners will not know. So I stopped off at the Italian cemetery to go put some new flowers.
I was in the cemetery this week.
This isn't about you. Turn down the background music. Seriously, same thing as like in Mr. Liquor. Malvaro, this moment is not about you. Listen. I know, his face just like scrunched up. So, I go to the cemetery and like I bring a fresh new box of Kleenex because I think I'm going to sit there and sort of like talk to mom and work it out. Put her daffodils for spring. Malvaro, I show up. Someone stole her fucking Christmas flowers. Someone took them.
Did they steal?
Yes, and they left all the little tchotchkes that Vince, her partner, and I had left in there. But they took the flowers. And the thing is, they're not real flowers. There's no reason to clear them out. They haven't gone dead. They're not stinking up the place. These are all like Michael's specials. To be fair, I definitely go a little bit over the top. What is this?
You said I didn't do a dead mom.
Just give me like Brooke Mononoff.
It's Hymn to the Fallen.
God.
From Saving Private Ryan.
She would really like that, actually. That sucks. Her and her, I'm wearing my U.S. Border Patrol hat, like way before this shit got out of hand kind of a thing. But anyway, someone took her flowers off of her tombstone. And the thing is, I know I do a nice job with her flowers and that, but someone took them. So I put the new ones and ended up not having to use the box of Kleenex, but walking out of the...
Because there's no indignation crying?
No, it's so funny. Like, imagine the duress.
Funny is not the word I would have gone for.
Dude, imagine... Who took that shit? Imagine the situation they're in. Like, why is it so bad that you have to... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, put yourself in that person's shoes. And then you realize, like, go ahead, baby, take them. If you need them, it's okay.
That's how I feel about people shoplifting food diapers.
Yeah.
Like, if you
need tampons,
I can't speak to that. Mm-hmm. God, I hate that word, the term "speak to that." I can't speak about that. What the fuck, speak to it? What the? Anyway. If you're hungry, steal some fucking food. We have plenty of food. Fucking take it. And same with squatting, though. If you don't have a house, fucking take it.
The views expressed on this show are not necessarily those of Radio Valencia, .fm, but
they're sure as
maybe,
fuck mine, though.
It might be, yes, Maldor's.
All right, so the wall's half painted, and that's probably all that's going to ever happen.
You don't know me. I show up with a show when you're like, I don't know, I've fucking been to 9 parties yesterday. What day is it? Where am I supposed to... What time do I meet you? 10 years later? Maldor.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. But you won't eat chicken from across the street.
It's not chicken. You guys, it's chicken steak.
Racism?
I didn't say... You said racism. Why is chicken steak racist?
Wait, you said, never mind.
Is chicken steak black or is it Chinese?
Well, it's Chinese. Like, their menu is in Chinese.
And you want to order, you know what you're in for?
Yeah, they've got a spicy chicken cutlet that seems intriguing. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm starving.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.fm. When's the last time you saw your cat? Try chicken steak.
Fucking shit. We are... Jesus Christ. We are cleaning the station. If you are Radio Valencia DJ, you should come by and... Oh, wow. The phone is incredibly dusty. All right. I see the next thing I'm going to clean. This has been the Hymn to the Fallen from Saving Private
Ryan. Is that for Mom?
No, it's my dead mom drop now.
That's my mom. You don't have a dead mom yet.
It's time for Bullshit Maldoror Watch this week.
Put it on the plate, son. You'll enjoy it more.
I just do eyes.
Now we do heroin.
It's shy being Scottish.
After the thanking, the oral text.
I want a job. I want a good job. I want a job that pays.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
I didn't say it. So somewhere in that set was the beginning of the preview to The Ballad of Cable Hogue. I'm just going to take the subject off of bringing the subject back to me. The Ballad of Cable Hogue was a movie Sam Peckinpah made after... Where are you going? You're not even going to listen? So it's a movie Sam Peckinpah made after the Wild Bunch, and it is a bizarrely wistful, humorous, semi-comedy sort of... But it's also about the death of the American West, which is available free on something called Movie Vault, which I'd never fucking heard of, and then also available at your public library, socialist. There are a number of movies my father would watch anytime, day or night, when they came on the four channels we got back then, because there was an independent station, and anytime, what were they? Paint Your Wagon was one. Anyway, Ballad of Cable Hogue. If that came on at 2 o'clock in the fucking morning, my dad was staying up and watching Ballad of Cable Hogue till like 6 a.m. And I don't know why. I think maybe he was in love with Stella Stevens. She spends a lot of the movie quasi-nude. But it's Jason Robards in his definitive role. He should win the fucking Academy Award. It's a goddamn amazing movie, and it's wistful as shit and weird, and it can only have come out in the 70s. Wistful? No. Yeah, sort of nostalgic, but not... it doesn't verge on... Stopping short of sad is what wistful is. It's hopeful sadness or something? Fuck, I don't know. Is it... I'm actually looking for your part of the thing where I'm supposed to do next. Anyway, it's goddamn great. And it's got David... instantly forgot his name. The guy who played the concentrated evil in the Time Bandits plays a, like, really horny priest, which is also hilarious. I don't know. Like I said, it could only have come out in the 70s. Have we played two or three of your things? What? Did we do two or three of your things? I don't know.
Well, it's hard to say. Did we do the bad shanty? Did we do the swab the deck?
No.
We haven't swabbed the deck yet, Maldoror.
So we're on two.
Section two redo.
This is the Cure Catastrophe.
On Radio Valencia dot...
FM?
Yes.
Ahoy, mateys! Welcome aboard the dirtiest pirate ship ye've ever seen. Oh, but fear not. With your help, we'll get this place cleaner than a whaler's harpoon. Storms are brewing in the distance, though, so you better get to work. Aye, aye!
First we make our pirate beds, gotta do what the captain says. Fold the sheets up nice and tight.
we go to sleep tonight. Now we grab our dirty clothes.
You might want to hold your nose.
Take them up right off the floor. Put them in a basket, look for more.
Arr, mateys, ye know what that sound means.
All hands on deck.
Aye, aye.
Swab the deck. Gotta get it clean. Wanna make this place fit for a king or queen. Swab the deck. This is our ship. It's where we live. So we gotta take really good care of it.
It's looking better, but there's still work to be done.
And next we pick up all our toys, all the loot that we enjoy. Coins and jewels and golden rings, organizing everything. Now we use our cleaning rags, wiping around like scallywags. Windows, tables, even walls, oh we love to scrub it all.
All right, me crew, there's the whistle again.
All hands on deck.
Aye, aye.
Swab the deck. Gotta get it clean. Wanna make this place fit for a king or queen. Swab the deck. This is our ship. It's where we live. So we gotta take really good care of it.
Arr, beware, mateys. There's a storm upon us. Balance. They're going to port. To starboard. Back to port. Careful, me crew.
Ah, clear skies again.
Oh, but the storm made a mess of me deck.
I know what to do. Let me put 20 seconds on the clock, and we'll see how many things we can put back where they belong. You do the same with your toys and your playthings. Are you ready? Let's go. You'll be a real pirate now, my friend. Swab the deck.